Identify action steps to implement the chosen strategy. Once a strategy is selected, it is time to identify action steps and implement the action plan in the real world. Taking action is defined as the stage of behavior change in which individuals begin implementing specific steps toward their goals. The counselor needs to help a client understand what action steps are, how to develop them, and ensure they work for the client. Then the counselor may help the client document their action plan along with navigating any related plan obstacles that have been identified and any community resources that will be involved. If the counselor has agreed to be responsible for any action steps, these are documented along with any referral resources they have agreed to contact on the client's behalf. Some counselors help clients outline one task per session to accomplish rather than formalizing a multiple-step action plan if this is a better process for that particular client. In other cases, the client will just write down action steps in their own notes or could use an action plan form. An action plan form can be a simple one- or two-page record that includes information such as the following: the client's name, the SMART goal to achieve, and the strategy selected, known obstacles and perhaps a related risk management plan, client action plan tasks with timelines for each one, counselor action plan tasks with timelines for each one, if any, referrals or community resources, if any, the date of the next counseling session, if applicable, the target completion date. The counselor may also choose to help the client set up an outcome chart for each of their goals or action plan steps. Such a chart has areas to fill out for what the client would consider to be a lack of progress versus meeting their goal and can help the client understand that they are the person who decides what success looks like. After the meeting ends and action steps are agreed to, the client is then responsible for implementing the plan. If a follow-up session is scheduled, then the counselor will be involved in helping assess the client's relative progress. What are action steps? Action steps are no longer about what a client needs to do, but how they need to do it. Action steps should always be steps the client has control over. A client might have an action step to ask for a raise, but should not have one that involves an employer giving them a raise. Action steps are much more specific than even SMART goals. For example, an action plan step could be, get my credit report from all three agencies. Many small steps may be needed to accomplish a goal. The counselor's role may be to help identify when an action step might need to be broken into several smaller steps so the client knows how to succeed. If the tasks are too broad, important sub-steps might be omitted. Smaller steps are also easier to accomplish and may be less daunting. Importantly, the client must see the value of each step, understand how to do each step, and agree to complete them. Like every other aspect of goal definition and problem solving, the client needs to be an active participant in crafting the action steps that will help fulfill their chosen strategy and ultimate goal. Part of the counselor's job is to teach clients how to create action steps on their own. Therefore, they need to know what action steps are. In addition, clients should identify their own action steps whenever possible, rather than having the counselor do this work. After all, they know best what actions have worked for them in the past and which have not. When explaining action steps, it is important that clients realize that planning the steps is not the same as needing to get them all started immediately. Discussing action can sometimes come across as all the things needing to be done. Planning action steps may require more brainstorming and evaluation. The client and counselor are now just collaborating on the specifics of the chosen strategy. Once a set of steps is determined, it is time to evaluate each step. SMART goal elements can be tested. Is the step specific enough? Should it be made into several smaller steps? Is it measurable and does it have a realistic timeline? Is the step achievable? What obstacles are in the way? Can steps be added to address these obstacles, such as getting more training? Is it relevant? Does the step relate back to the chosen strategy and goal? If it were eliminated, would the goal be in jeopardy? Is there an alternate way to get the same result that should be considered? Is it timely? Does it have a timeline? Does it have a start date or will it be started after a different step is complete? Is the time horizon achievable? Action steps that are kept on the plan can be prioritized. Some action steps will need to be done in a certain order, while other steps might be started at the same time or at any time. A plan should not have too many steps, or it will seem too complex. If the client will be returning for a future session, the action plan might contain just those steps the client can start during that period of time. The list of tasks should not seem too daunting. Bite-sized chunks can be effective. Other clients may want a more detailed list. Identifying action steps that work for the client. The client's interests and preferences again play a role in set priority. The client will be the final decider on which steps end up on the final plan. Determining action steps that work for the client can use similar processes as were discussed for goal setting. The goal is to help the client find their own unique way of tackling tasks by identifying their strengths and available resources. A client could be stuck determining action steps that work for them. Here are some possible ways to help identify action plan steps that might work for the client. Consider backwards. Often when scheduling, a manager will consider all of the things that need to be done, and there isn't enough time, so they start with the needed end date and work backwards to see if that helps. The same thing can be done with a financial goal. If the necessary actions to get started are perplexing, consider the last step first and go backwards to the start. For example, a client wants to save for retirement but can barely afford the rent. The end goal is saving for retirement. Two ways to get there would be higher income or lower rent. Exploring each option backwards could lead to increasing job training or living in a worse neighborhood or smaller apartment. The client explores job training and the counselor helps the client find some free or low-cost online courses related to production equipment in the client's field. The new goal is a promotion. Worsen problem, imagine or experiment with making a problem worse. For example, if the client never has enough money to pay more than the minimum on their credit cards, ask them to consider making the problem worse by hiding some cash from themselves at the start of the month. The experiment will be a success if the client is still able to pay the minimums and other needed expenses without tapping into the hidden funds. Then they can apply that extra cash to the next payment and start saving that amount each month, keeping it for emergencies until they are about to be paid again. Proven solution. If the client discusses a time they tried a given task and failed, the counselor can use exception-finding questions to help determine if there was some other time they did the task successfully or if they found a different approach to the task that worked for them. Ask the client to consider whether the approach could be adapted to reach this new goal. For example, a client has been using a method to pay the same fixed amount towards their credit cards each month and has managed to pay off the two highest interest credit cards in this way, allocating the same total monthly payment to the remaining cards. Assume the client wants to save for a vacation, start an emergency savings fund, and buy a used car. The client allocates a savings budget to all three, and when there is enough for the emergency fund, the same fixed monthly savings amount is applied to the remaining accounts, the vacation and car funds. Given some processes such as these, the client is then encouraged to document their action plan steps in some way. This could be a form or a simple list. Example, here is a client couple's home buying task list for the following SMART goal. We will make an offer on a home for $250,000 or less that fits our family's needs in a safe neighborhood near one of our workplaces by the end of the year. We will take the following steps towards homeownership by the end of the year. Steps. Get pre-approved for financing for a home in our price range, $250,000 or lower, from the banking institution of our choice. Note, identifying the appropriate home price range, including PITI, plus the down payment amount and possible mortgage insurance cost, could be its own action plan task. Select and meet with a real estate agent if we decide to use an agent. Search online resources once daily to find homes that are for sale in our price range and set up tours at least once per week if others' scheduling allows. Identify at least one home that meets our criteria and submit an offer. Settle on the contractual clauses that we are comfortable with, financing clause, inspection clause, etc. Decide how much earnest money we are willing to put forward. Identify our preferred timeline for closing. Find a home inspection professional through our network, our real estate agent, etc., who could be available should our offer be accepted. If our offer is not accepted, discuss how to be kept in consideration as a backup offer on that home with our real estate agent, and do so if it makes financial sense. Review possible reasons for why our offer was rejected and adjust the approach if needed and attainable. As needed, find another home and make another offer. Repeat until a home is purchased. Counselors can ask clients which action steps they believe will be particularly difficult for them. The client may want or need to do these steps anyway, but discussing feelings is just as important at this phase as it was at the beginning. Clients may be more apprehensive about certain types of steps than others. Going to an interview to get government assistance or calling a creditor to negotiate could be very difficult tasks for some clients, but the same clients might have no problem developing and using personal financial statements. A different client could have the opposite profile. Discuss with the client other times they faced daunting tasks and succeeded at implementing them. What was their thought process? If the client is new to counseling and implementing action plans, the client may well want to start with some easy tasks, quick wins, and save the harder ones until later. Other clients will want to do the hardest or most important steps first to get them out of the way. However, some tasks may be prerequisites for other tasks, so this is also important to keep in mind. Implementing action plans. A good strategy to accomplish well-crafted goals is only effective if the client acts on it. Moving from a plan to action can be one of the hardest steps a client takes after the decision to get counseling in the first place. The client and counselor review the goals and action plan steps together. The client may find it beneficial to acknowledge the action plan steps that they have committed to. The counselor's behavioral work and affirmation statements may also help with motivation. Ultimately, it is the client's responsibility to take action.